This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Are you frustrated by the lack of accessibility in everyday technology? Maybe it's cookers, maybe it's washing machines, or maybe it's your television. Well, that's where the charity Rika comes in.
Well, hello, my name is Chris Lofthouse. I'm the outreach manager at Rika. Rika is a consumer research charity, which means we involve disabled people in consumer research. And we have a panel. It's called the Rika Watch panel, which is made up of people of all ages and disabilities, including blind and partially sighted people from all over the UK. We have 700 members at the moment, but we really need some more people to join us.
The charity is perhaps better known to you as Rikability, the former name of the research group who publish reports on the accessibility of consumer goods. The charity invites people from all walks of life to get involved in their research. Elizabeth Jones is one such person.
I get involved when I'm invited along to do some of their research work. One that sticks in my mind is the cooker research. It came about, I agreed, because I'm thinking of buying a new cooker. I wanted a cooker that would be adaptable for blind people with buttons, bump-ons, things like that, so that they can be identified to allow you to cook easily with possibly some audio on it. So it culminated with me going along with Eric one day, and we researched four companies, all manufacturing or selling cookers. We were able to talk to the managers and tell them, get an explanation of the cookers that they then had in store, and to tell them what we expected from a cooker and could they supply it. We didn't really get anywhere near what we wanted, but left it with the management to research and come up with their suppliers and manufacturers to see if they could produce such a thing.
Chris Lofthouse from Rika says it's a great opportunity for people to get involved and share their views and opinions on accessible technology. For example, white goods.
We'll contact people. We match people with the research. So the cookers research was very interesting because we got a group of blind and partially sighted people to look at the features of cookers, to research what is on the market and produce a buying guide based upon these people's experiences. And I think that's the key thing, that it's the consumer passing on tips and how to find out about products and services for other people. We pay people for their time and involvement.
Chris says while it might not become a full-time job for someone, it's important to play your part.
As we know, things are pretty fragmented, and we get work on a project-by-project basis. But it's very important that we involve real people with real-life experiences, and that's where the Rika Watch panel comes in. So I really urge people to consider joining us. They can join online or they can phone us up.
Elizabeth Jones says she's proud to represent the charity and support such an inclusive message.
Rika does a really, really good job in trying to bring to the fore the needs of visually impaired people in the way of tactile and talking products, bringing them to the market, identifying them, and obviously addressing the needs of these people. There'd be nobody as a minder for us. They do act as a sort of minder, because they're already reminding the companies what they should be doing to give accessible format to all people, which is complying with the law these days. It's enjoyable from the point of view that you're doing a service to those who can't help themselves. Blind people, when they're given the certificate of visual impairment and told they're going to go and blind and lose their sight, oh, my God, what am I going to do? They go indoors, they sit there. They're told someone might come along and help them in 3 weeks' time. But the rehab services, social services, are short of people, and they may not see anybody for months. And they're left in a state of being remote and isolated. By the time that someone does come along to help them, they're too far gone to want to go outside because they've lost touch with the outside world, and the fear, they can't overcome their fear of going out. That's basically what happens.
The charity works with a wide range of companies and has had some notable successes, as Chris explains.
We did work with British Gas on their Hive 2 thermostat. We actually tested it at the product design stage, at the stage they were going to listen to us. And we got partially sighted people to give feedback on how easy to use it was in terms of tactile, in terms of the colour contrast of the lettering. And at that point, they listened to us, changed the design of this product to improve it. And that's the key thing, that if we don't get representation to improve products and services, things will be worse than they already are. I mean, we know that things are pretty fragmented and it's quite difficult to find information. So when Riker gets projects, we can really improve things at a particular time. And we need people with a wide range of disabilities and visual impairments for us to use to match when we're called upon to do a research project. So it's vital that the consumer, the person with the practical knowledge, is involved, and we can facilitate that as Riker.
So how can we get involved?
Well, they can go online to our website, which is www.riker.org, because we're a charity, .uk. So I'll repeat that, riker.org.uk. Or they can phone us up, 020-7427-2460. I'll just repeat that again, 020-7427-2460. Ask about the Riker Watch panel and joining. We can send information out in large print, and we can also register people over the telephone, or people can register online.
Member of Riker, Elizabeth, says everyone should get involved.
I would recommend it, because what they've done so far has been successful. Otherwise, they wouldn't still be in existence. So that speaks for itself, that it's a very reputable and vibrant organisation to belong to. And, of course, it's an asset if you're on the panel, because you get to be involved in things that you experience from day to day that you can't solve for yourself. And you've got someone to talk to. Obviously, more people make life easier, because they pick up the ideas and we go from there, and that's how we improve the situation. Not only if you improve it for yourself, you're improving it for everybody else. And that's what Riker does.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.